Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Vincent from Lacey is. Vincent, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, good sir. And Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Vincent has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Vincent?
Let's go.
What was Elvis Presley's real first name?
Pass.
Emerald is the birthstone of which month?
June.
No.
May.
Yes. What is the name for the terracotta figurines that grow sprouts?
Pass.
What are the colors of Seattle's new professional women's hockey team?
Green, blue.
You got one, green. What's the other one?
White.
No.
Okay. Pass.
Pass it.
Pass.
Which actress is known as the Scream Queen?
Pass.
Which former Seahawks coach played football at University of the Pacific?
Pete Carroll.
That's right. Equinophobia is the fear of what?
Pass.
Ben Nevis is the highest mountain in which country in the UK?
Pass.
What TV character wrote the song Smelly Cat?
Phoebe.
Yes. With that, Vincent, you got 3 correct.
Wow. Oof.
I feel like today's questions were hard.
Yeah.
I mean, Steve did get 8 earlier, so, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe not hard enough. Not too hard for Steve.
That's what she said.
Steve is back in the building. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What was Elvis Presley's real first name?
James?
No.
Elvis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emerald is the birthstone of which month?
I said it on my chest. May.
Yes. What is the name for the terracotta figurines that grow sprouts?
Oh, pass.
What are the colors of Seattle's new professional women's hockey team?
Green and cream,
that's
baby.
Right, baby. Which actress is known as the Scream Queen?
The Green Queen, Scream Queen. I don't know. Jennifer Aniston?
No.
What's her face? Courtney Cox?
No.
I can see her. Nev Campbell?
No. Oh, which former Seahawks coach played football at the University of the Pacific?
Huh?
Which former Seahawks coach played football?
Pete Carroll.
Yes. Equinophobia is the fear of what?
The equinox.
No.
The trees.
No.
Birds.
No. Ben Nevis is the highest mountain in which country in the UK?
England?
No.
France?
No.
Britain?
No. What TV character wrote the song Smelly Cat?
Phoebe.
Yes.
Lisa
and with
Kudrow.
That, you got 5 correct, Steve. That was a victory.
Yes.
5-3. Sorry, Vincent.
All good. See you guys next time.
Yes,
Take
sir.
Care.
Hey, I'm smart. You dumb. Dumb,
dumb, dumb, dumb. I don't know if this is the right song for me to play after that performance. Don't you think
that
you got to give it up because he's so
dumb, dumb? That was a good jam, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's go through this. The name for the terracotta figurines that grow sprouts. Danny doesn't know either. The Chia Pet. The Scream Queen.
Come on, Steve. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking the movie Scream.
Yeah.
I can't remember who was in it, though. It didn't help.
You got Neve Campbell, right?
It was Neve Campbell.
Yeah, it was
okay.
Neve Campbell, yeah.
Thank you.
Equinophobia. Do you know the fear of that? Nope. It's horses. And then Ben Nevis is the highest mountain in Scotland.
All right.
We got to go through what actual countries are in the UK with you, Steve.
I think so.
Hey, if you do want to check out the latest and greatest in the Rock Shop at KISW.com, we have a Beat Migs shirt in there, the I Beat Migs shirt. And your buddy designed it.
Yeah, my buddy Chris. Shout out to Chris Dahl. Did a great job. Dogman inspired.
It looks very much like you and Dogman all at the same time.
My daughter loves it.
Does she really?
Yeah, she thinks it's the coolest thing ever.
Well, you can get your very own in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
206-803-ROCK. This might be a very random question, but we would love to know if you have ever hitchhiked. 206-803-ROCK. At least one member of our show has, and we will take your calls after Trapped. There is a new poll that is kind of indicating that hitchhiking might be a thing of the past. 73% of Americans say they would not hitchhike today. And only 11% say they have ever hitchhiked at all.
It's crazy to think there was a time where that was the thing to do. I've hitchhiked before.
I have also hitchhiked
you
before.
You have?
I have.
Oh, wow.
Just from...
You know, you're a country girl. I feel like that happens a lot more than us our city folks.
How long ago did you do it, though?
This was in high school. I'll never forget my buddy Chris Gavigan and I. He used to have a little summer home in Breezy Point, which was just by the beach. So, we would try and get to point A to point B, but sometimes you have to walk forever and ever. And
sure.
So Chris was like, let's hitchhike. I was like, I've never done that before. He's like, I do it all the time. It's not a big deal. So we put the thumbs out and all that. Some dude picked us up. Older to us. Probably a guy in his 20s. Nice guy, but I was paranoid. I didn't even smoke pot at that time. I'm in the back seat going, what are we doing? Oh. We're hitchhiking. I don't know this person. Is this? And so now I'm thinking, is there something I could use as a weapon in case I need to knock this guy out? So this is how my brain worked. This is how long ago this was. It was back in the days of yellow pages and white pages. It was a yellow pages in the back. And so I had it ready. And I was paging through it, acting as if I was interested in what was in the yellow pages. But I was basically holding it. I was like, if all else fails, I'm clubbing the guy in the back of the head with this.
That's very smart thinking.
Yeah, but he ended up just taking us where we needed to go. It was completely fine. He was a super nice guy. Yeah.
Well, we want to know if you have ever hitchhiked. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who hitchhiked. And the person that picked them up used to work at KISW.
Okay, no, it wasn't me.
But let's talk to Nate, who's on his way to Portland. Nate, have you hitchhiked?
Good morning.
What's up, Nate?
How you doing, Steve?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Hey, my hitchhiking stories was just like yours in high school. I grew up on the south end of Whidbey Island, and back then, 20 some odd plus years ago, they didn't have public transportation, or at least what they have now. So, me being a late nighter. I missed the school bus quite a bit and had to do the old, the old summon down the road quite often, actually.
And it worked.
It did work. I don't know if it's the same scenario over there now, as far as, the people there, but, I got myself to school, or at least, into a public transportation stop, and, I might have been late, but I made it. And then as I grew older, I hitchhiked a few times to some festivals and some drum circles across the mountains.
That's amazing, dude.
I love it. 206-803-ROCK, Bob from Tacoma. Have you ever hitchhiked?
Yes, I have. Back in the early 70s, I used to hitchhike quite a bit. And one late evening, I got picked up by a guy that we started talking, and he said, well, I'm a DJ at KISW. You want to come down to the station?
What?
I'm like, hell yeah. And it was Paul Chambers, and I went down to the station when it was on Harbor Island, And I met Steve Slayton. I met Gary Crow, all those guys. And I actually became friends with those. And Steve Slayton and I worked on a commercial together for Lighthouse Diving Company.
Okay, that's so random and awesome. Imagine though if like Ryan Castle showed up. He's like, hey, this is John. I picked him up. He was hitchhiking. We'd all be like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
It just shows how times are a lot different from the 80s to the 2020s.
1,000%. 206-803-ROCK. Daniel, tell us your hitchhiking story.
Hola!
What's up, Daniel?
So, I'm doing fine, Steve. So, my buddy and I, we were in downtown Olympia, and he had something to do up in Shelton the next day. So, we had a ride scheduled for us and everything, but that ended up falling through. So, we needed to hoof it to Shelton. So we were walking along the highway. We got to the exit in Shelton. My buddy started complaining, saying we're just never going to get there. I turned to him and said, watch me. I'm going to get us a ride. So I stick my thumb out, and about 5 minutes later, a nice guy in a red Toyota shows up, and he takes us there. And then, yeah.
Would you pick up somebody that was hitchhiking?
I mean, I've considered it before, but no. But I do love that so far all of these are very positive hitchhiking stories.
Yeah, I'd be worried that I'd have the one negative hitchhiking story, though.
Ashley from Enumclaw, have you ever hitchhiked?
I have. I was with three friends in up in Bellingham in the back roads. We were doing some off-roading that we weren't supposed to in a beat-up Jeep and went through a huge puddle and flooded the engine.
Oh.
And I was 14. I had some, they were all 16. And so we didn't have cell phones, had to get home, curfew. So we started putting our thumb out, and this really old guy, 70s, big beard, long hair, beat up truck picked us up. And we had, you know, a couple in the back and a couple in his cab. And he's like, you know, if you see anything pop up on the dash, don't worry. There's just some mice in there.
Did you ever see any mice?
I didn't, but I kept my eyes on that dashboard like, oh, my God, I've got to get out of here.
Like, we need a hitchhiker away from this hitchhiker guy.
I'd be afraid one would, like, run up my pant leg or something like
were
that.
Were they his pets, or did he just know he had a mouse problem?
206-803-ROCK. Yes, Tim from Bremerton, do you have a hitchhiking story to share?
I do. So, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. So check this out. So we were going to a Tom Petty concert. We were going from Reno to Sacramento. And back in the 80s, man, if you went over that mountain pass and you broke down, man, it was like you're lucky if you're going to get out of there. Well, there was five guys, all right? Now, nobody's going to pick up five guys. So we started out. We said, we got to get ingenious about this. So we started out with the little dude, and he put his thumb out a little bit, then the next guy, and he put his thumb up a little bit higher, then the next guy to the last guy, and then the last guy was waving. And finally, some guy pulled over. He says, man, he says, I couldn't pass that up. Where are you guys going? We'll get to the Tom Petty concert, 10 sack. He goes, I'll take you all the way there. He did.
Oh my gosh.
Tim, I'll be honest with you. I'm always a little sketchy about picking up a hit, but if I saw that where like everyone had their thumbs on top of each other, I'd be like, yeah, I gotta pick these guys up, right?
They look like good dudes.
Yeah, they're like guys I probably want to go party with.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
We know you're a massive music fan, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the hook? Prove that to us, and we'll style you down with tickets for Cypress Hill and Suicidal Tendencies at Narymore Park on August 31st. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to Cypress Hill and Suicidal Tendencies at Marymore Park on August 31st. And our contestant is Amanda from Black Diamond. What's going on, Amanda?
Hey, I had so much fun with you guys on Sunrise de Mayo.
Yes, that was so great.
It was awesome hanging with you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming out, and let's see if we can win you these tickets. Steve, you want to spin that wheel?
Let's go.
See who you're playing with? Yeah.
So it's Taryn. I kind of hope it lands on me just to disappoint you. Who is it going to land on? Your prayers have been answered. It's you and T-Dog.
Ask and you shall receive, Amanda. All right, here is your clip. Leave life,
in my hands, again. That is hemorrhage in my hands by fuel.
She even got the parentheses part in there.
Yes. And man, I'd rather you sing it than Brent Scallions.
In my hands,
That's my girl right there. Man, if I don't do my part and win her these tickets, I'm going to be very disappointed because Amanda is a whole vibe.
Yes.
All right, Danny.
I've been trying all week, so let's go. I want to take my boyfriend as a date night.
All right, Danny.
Are you guys more about Suicidal Tendencies or Cypress Hill?
Cypress Hill.
Nice.
All right. Okay, Danny, hit me with it.
Yes.
Okay, wait. I know totally, for sure.
I would have totally helped you win if it landed on me.
Is it, hold on. Does the band name start with a CH?
Yes.
Okay. I have to think of the...
Chevelle?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's Chevelle.
Don't say it, Amanda.
Amanda, help me with the song.
You can give hints. You can't give answers, but she already knew it. And also, we have no integrity, and we want you to win these tickets. Can I just say...
Is it the words that I'm hearing? Send the pain below.
It's a color, right?
That's what I was thinking at first, Amanda. I was thinking it was the red, but then I realized that's a different song.
The red is a freaking awesome song, but it's Send the Pain Below.
Yes. Okay, sorry.
You're going, Amanda. You're taking the boyfriend.
Yay, thank you.
Can you sing us a Cypress Hill song?
Hello, my name's Amanda.
Oh, awesome. I like it. You went with a deep cut. That's great.
She's ready. She is ready.
Her and her boyfriend are going to have a blast.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have we talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about? Call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after fuel. We have received some great texts and calls throughout the morning that we were not able to chat with you about just yet. But right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Justin Hayward at the Pantages Theater on May 13th. Call now if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier, we got into a wild conversation about hitchhiking.
Yes.
And the stories were pretty much all positive.
And hilarious.
That said, we have someone on hold that once hitchhiked and had a gun pulled on them, Steve. We're going to talk with him and get his story in just a second. But first, Trucker Brad from Lacey, tell us your hitchhiking story.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, so mid-70s, this kind of falls into two categories, hitchhiking plus things that would probably never happen today.
Okay.
Me and my buddy were like 12, 13 years old, hitchhiking back home from a day of swimming. And this guy picks us up, and we get in the back seat of this car, and there's a half case of beer sitting there. And he just turns around and he goes, "Oh, yeah, and if you guys want to help yourself, go ahead and have a beer while we're driving home." Okay.
This sounds like the premise to like a 1980s, like, coming of age comedy.
It kind of does. It was crazy.
So did you guys drink? Did you drink the beer?
Well, hell yeah.
Had you ever had beer before, or was that your first?
Oh, no, not my first, but maybe my third or fourth.
And but there was no other weirdness to it? Like, he got you to where you guys needed to go?
Yeah, he was just cool. It was, the 70s vibe thing. Everybody's happy back then, and it was pretty safe to hitchhike. There weren't any real bad things going on.
Yeah, different times.
Oh, I lost you. That's crazy, though.
206-803-ROCK. Scott, you're driving in your big-ass truck, and you want to tell a hitchhiking story that is not as positive as the ones that we've heard.
No, it wasn't positive at all. It was quite traumatic and terrifying all at once.
Well, tell us about it.
Back in the 80s, I had long hair, and I hitchhiked all over the place. I went up to Lake Stevens to visit cousins. And, hitchhiking was so much faster than taking the bus anywhere.
Yeah.
I was 14, 15, something like that. And I was at Pacific Highway and the freeway that runs down to South Center, right there at the State Patrol office where the on-ramp is there. Can't think of the name of the highway there. Okay. Anyway. I'd been sitting there for a long time, and it had been raining, and I was wet, and finally someone stops and picks me up. It was this old blue truck, and it had a canopy on it, but you know what? I need a ride somewhere. I need to get, back home towards Seattle. So I get in, and I'm chit-chatting with the guy, and all of a sudden, he pulls out a gun from his left side, and shows it to me and says, tie this around your eyes. And he handed me this blindfold, and I'm speechless. I didn't know what to say. But I did it. And then he said, give me your hand. And so I handed him my left hand, and he started taping it with duct tape. And at this point, I knew things were going to go very badly for me if this continued.
Right.
And so I reached over and I grabbed the steering wheel and I started twisting it back and forth all over the place as fast as I could. And the guy stopped on the freeway. It turns out we were on I-5 southbound, and I jumped out of the truck and I ran to the median and went down the hill and crossed I-5 northbound and down the hill into the area where McDonald's is. And I ran to the mall. And I've been shaking ever since.
It was
absolutely nuts.
I bet that was the fastest you've ever run, too.
When you're running downhill, those hills are not, those are steep. Yeah, but yeah, it was crazy. It was absolutely nuts.
And so you never ran into that guy? Like, he wasn't able to find you or anything like that? Were you able to let the authorities know? Like, what happened after that?
Well, yes, I did try and... This was back in the early times of the Green River Killer.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I did contact the police, but they, they didn't pay much attention to it because there wasn't anything. I couldn't give them a description other than
right.
An old blue truck with a canopy and, an old guy and that sort of thing.
Damn.
So nothing really came of it.
Well, you're lucky to be alive and tell your tale, Scott. And good thinking grabbing the steering wheel like
yeah,
that.
You wonder, how would you handle something like that? And thankfully, he thought quick enough to do something along those lines just to get out of the car.
Yeah, is bananas.
Wow.
206-803-ROCK. Jackie, you're driving to Lake Stevens. Hopefully, your hitchhiking story isn't quite as traumatic as Scott's.
I'm shaking.
No, it was pretty fun, actually. I had met some people on the bus that lived in New York, and I was in at Lake Ray Hubbard in Dallas, and I decided to hitchhike to New York, and I made it in 3 rides in 3 days. They called and got me another ride before I even got out.
So you started in Washington and hitchhiked all the way to New York?
No, I started in Texas.
Texas, sorry. Okay.
Texas. And, it was a lot of fun. Partied in Tennessee. It was a good time. Stayed up in Peekskill for 2 weeks.
Like, how, so, on like, about how long were you in a car with each car? Like, what do you say? Like, how many hours were you stuck in a car with, like,
I don't know. It was, it took 3 days.
Yeah.
And before I got out at the first ride, he would make sure I had a ride that was going. And then the last ride was a truck driver, and he was going to Bear Mountain, or Bear Claw Mountain. And then they came down and picked me up from Peekskill, and it was a lot of fun.
Jackie, you sound like a lot of fun. I'd pick you up any day.
Well, I'm 68 now. My hitchhiking days are over.
206-803-ROCK. We're checking in with the Rockaholics.
I mean, she should write a book.
Yeah. She should write a book.
About that experience.
How to hitchhike and have fun while doing it.
The Daily Mix Show.
What happened that would lead a rock and roll icon to saying something really gnarly to a fan? We're going to find out at 9:50. Roger Daltrey of The Who was doing a solo acoustic show recently and ended up totally cursing out a fan that was there.
I'm sure it was a fan and not Zach Starkey, their drummer that they fired and then rehired.
The fan was apparently yelling for him to play Pinball Wizard, and then Mr. Daltrey got a little bit sick of that.
Pinball Wizard!
What?
Pinball Wizard! No! It's not good as Pinball Wizard!
Shut up.
I don't blame him. She sounded wasted. Did you hear her in the beginning?
Yes.
Pinball Wizard.
Crowd's happy.
I'm the world's worst pinball player you've ever seen in your life.
Just do it.
No, I don't want to do it. Because I just don't want to do it. I was seeing.
We want you.
I've been here and listening to this.
I mean, she was annoying, and I'm glad that he told her to shut the F up, but also, I love that she didn't back down. Like,
no!
She was like, no, you better play Pinball Wizard for me.
Even when it sounded like the crowd was clearly, like, on his side, like,
yes.
Like, please stop talking, lady. Not trying to brag, but I did see Roger Daltrey do this song one time. Actually, two times.
Have you ever been cursed out by a celebrity?
Oh, not that I can remember. Have you?
Yeah, Billy Joel.
Oh.
When I was a little kid.
F off, kid.
F off, kid.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you want a free donut today, you're in luck.
Yes.
We're going to tell you where to get it, and you can thank the new Real IDs for your donut. Find out why during the Daily Mix download after Pearl Jam.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is with us this fine hump day.
Yeah,
how art thou?
I'm not humping.
We could fix that. It
could be better.
Would you like to go hitchhiking with me later?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. The DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Big shout out to Big Dumper. Pinched.
Really?
What, pinched hit? I know it's not a very good way to lead into the story when you call him Big Dumper. But anyways, Cal Raleigh, big two-run single in the ninth inning, helping the Mariners win 5-3, comeback win in the ninth. Julio Rodriguez looked good yesterday. That was nice to see. Went 3-for-4 with a solo home run. And Seattle is the hottest team in baseball. 17-6 since April 9th. First place in the AL West. So hopefully the winning ways continue this afternoon as they play the A's once again at 12:30.
Big
Let's
Dumper.
Let's go Mariners.
Big Dumper.
Big Dumper pinching.
Happy Real ID deadline day, everyone. Krispy Kreme is celebrating, trying to, you know, alleviate a little stress for people that might be a little worried about the Real ID deadline. They're giving you a free original glazed donut today. All you got to do is walk
in and
claim your donut.
Haven't we known about this deadline for like 4 years?
Yes.
I hear it's like a bum rush to get this done and people are panicking, freaking out. Like, we've literally known about this for years.
Well, and also, I mean, like, what, the last like 5-6 months, I feel like it's been like the top story on like all the local news outlets all the time.
And everyone has probably gotten their driver's license renewed at some point in the last 4 years when you knew this was happening.
So wait, really quickly, are y'all telling me you've never procrastinated ever in your life?
No, I am a do it right now kind of guy.
I'll let you know later. Sorry. Hey, the Seahawks are exploring the use of using virtual reality. I'm happy that they're going to try and go down this road because this is apparently what helped Jaden Daniels, the rookie quarterback for for the Washington Commanders. And he said that had a lot to do with why he was able to adapt so well to the pro style and the speed and all that. Rookie Jalen Milroe is going to start using it, according to some of the people that are in the know with the Seattle Seahawks. And hopefully other players do as well. It seems like might as well use technology to your advantage.
Absolutely. Sure. Soundgarden celebrating their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And recently, Kim Thiel confirmed that the band does plan to release some of those final recordings, putting together a final album featuring the late, great Chris Cornell. Obviously, they had to get through some of those legal battles with Chris Cornell's widow, but it's looking like it's happening, and hopefully sooner rather than later, because I know the fans have been pretty, you know, rabid for that.
I'd love to hear
that last sound.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome to hear that. Now, hey, as far as weather, hitting the high is 61 degrees. Going to be cloudy today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Our friend Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game.
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.